Then you know just what I was going to say. Mrs. Marshall, I presume, has been speaking to you. She was here yesterday, and I was quite pathetic upon the subject, telling her the loss your favorite would sustain, and so forth, and she said how delighted she would be to have it in her greenhouse. It is in such a fine state now, so full of buds. I told her I knew you would like to give it to her. You are so fond of Mrs. Marshall, you know. Now, Kate, I am sorry, but I have otherwise engaged. Whom can it be to? You have so few intimates here. Oh, it is only one of my odd fancies. Oh, but do tell me, Florence. Well, cousin, you know the little pale girl to whom we give sewing? What, little Mary Stevens? How absurd, Florence! Oh, this is just another of your motherly, old maidish ways. Dressing dolls for poor children, making bonnets and knitting socks for all the little dirty babies in the neighborhood. I do believe you have made more calls in those two vile, ill-smelling alleys behind our house than ever you have in Chestnut Street, though you know everybody is half dying to see you. And now, to crown all, you must give this choice little bijou to a seamstress girl, when one of your most intimate friends in your own class would value it so highly. What in the world can people in their circumstances want with flowers?